Today is the International Day of Peace, and students at Syracuse University commemorated the day by standing together to form a human peace sign. As Drury Lawrence reports, it's one of many events SU has hosted this week in preparation for the Dalai Lama's visit in October.
Across SU, discussions, art expositions, and dinners were held, all to focus on peace and hospitality. Greg Lambert is the director of the SU Humanities Center.
People will begin to consider the idea or the concept of peace as having some tangible aspect of reality in their lives. It's impacted their lives in some way, even if it is simply a hope, even if it's a recognition.
One event, The Voices from the Congo, was a night of stories from the Congolese community in Syracuse.
The actors that were actually people who lived through those experiences, many students had come to me later on and said, I had no idea that these things ever happened, you know, in the Congo. I didn't know the extent of the suffering and of the genocide that had took place there.
Lambert says that although the peace events were planned independently of the Dalai Lama's visit, he hopes they'll act as a prelude. In Syracuse, I'm Dury Lawrence, WRVO News.